News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on Fond du Lac today. Well, it is, as I said before on the program, going to be forever strange to be talking about football in March, April, and even into May in some respects, but that's what we are doing here in 2021. And let's preview the spring football season with Travis Wilson from WisSports.net. Travis, happy spring and happy football season for the second time. How are you?
I'm doing well. It seems weird to be talking. It seems weird to be having a football season right now, but it's great for these kids that didn't get a chance in the fall. And ultimately, there's no state championship. There's no, you know, playoffs to have at the end of the season. But we'll take it. We'll take these 7 opportunities, 7 weeks to get games in and provide these kids something that they dearly missed in the fall.
Absolutely. We always say, I know you've said it, I've heard it on the Football Friday Night Show, I've said it, the fastest 9 weeks when the real regular season happens, and now it's probably going to be the fastest 7 weeks on the calendar here with this alternate spring season here coming up. For those out there that are curious, what is this season going to look like from the state perspective? Obviously, you said no state championship, no playoffs, but is it going to look a lot like the fall did when it comes to how the season is going to play out for teams that are opting for the spring season?
Well, on the football field, it's going to look like football. It's going to be football. It's going to be hitting, tackling, throwing, running, etc. You know, some minor protocol changes that will continue from the fall that we saw in the fall. You're going to see, obviously, everybody masked on the sideline. You're going to see some more distancing on the sideline, smaller crowds, most likely limited spectators, a few other little protocol things that will be different. But on the field, it'll feel a lot like football once the games get going. However, from a logistical standpoint and kind of a season operation standpoint, there are so many changes from a normal year. Obviously, playing in the spring is completely and 100% different. The weather, the conditions that we're having at the beginning of the year are very different than what you have at the beginning of a normal fall season, where you're actually starting in the summer. It's 80, 90 degrees out. You're having to worry about heat acclimation and all of those things and lightning and everything else. And here, we're having to worry about weather and field conditions and the sometimes unpredictable weather we get in Wisconsin. There's always the chance that we'll get one of those crazy April snowstorms. But even just the wet weather that we have for teams that don't have turf, causing all kinds of problems. How do you practice? Where do you practice? How do you limit the damage to your field? The teams themselves are grouped very differently in many places than what they normally would have been. You know, not everybody's playing, and not everybody in conferences are playing. So teams have moved around. They've filled schedules. They've been very adaptive and flexible. And, teams are playing teams that they usually would not in a regular season. So off the field, a lot of it looks very, very different. But I think, as we saw in the fall, once Friday night rolls around and the lights come on, it's going to look and feel very much like football.
Travis, I know on WIS Sports in the last week or so, you put up an article, and I don't want to give away the full article, asking some of those big questions about the spring. Obviously, the weather, you mentioned that's a big concern here as we play in late March, early April, and extending into the first week of May. Obviously, health and safety, we're still playing in a pandemic despite case numbers being down compared to where they were in the fall. What are some of the other questions that I know WIS Sports and yourself and a lot of the football folks out there are looking at here as we head into the spring season?
Well, as we saw in the fall, we know that there's going to be impacts on games. There's going to be teams that have a positive test or contact tracing or whatever that have challenges, and we've already seen it. There's already been 2 or 3 games this week that had to be canceled, and we saw that in the fall. The question isn't if that will happen. The question is how often will that happen? Will it be less than what we saw in the fall? Will it be more? In the fall, roughly 75% of all games in the state that were scheduled originally got played. So, are we going to be above that? I think we could, but we'll see how it plays out. And then, kind of some longer-term impacts potentially. What is this different spring season going to mean for the athletes, for their bodies, for their conditioning? How many of them maybe weren't doing much coming in? How many weight rooms were limited or closed? How much speed and conditioning were they able to do? Talking to a lot of coaches, if kids were in a winter sport, they came in pretty well conditioned. But if they did not play a winter sport, they came in a very different situation than what they usually would in the fall, where a lot of times they were working all summer in the weight room. and getting ready for the season. And then also what will kind of be the impact on numbers and participation in this season. Talked to more than a dozen coaches about that and got their thoughts. And many of them said they didn't really see much impact on their overall numbers. Some of them did say, though, that they lost some kids that wanted to play AAU basketball during this time period or wanted to prep for baseball if that was their primary sport. So we'll see if that is kind of a concern or if we have any issues with that. And then also, you know, looking forward, what will this spring season mean for the fall? What will this wear and tear on bodies in April and May mean when they turn around and have to start practices again in early August? And especially those kids that do suffer injuries in the spring season, obviously their recovery period is much shorter. So those were all concerns that we knew about coming in, and that the WIAA and the schools that made the changes knew that they would have to deal with. But, ones that we'll continue to monitor as we go through this spring season.
Talking with Travis Wilson from WIS Sports, previewing the spring football season, the alternate fall season, I guess you could call it as well. I think that's the official term the WIAA has given it. But, Travis, let's dive into the local conferences here. You mentioned teams playing teams you normally wouldn't see. Normally we'd have the Fox Valley Association and the Fox River Classic. Those two conferences have combined together into the Fox Valley Classic with four groups. And for the local teams here, the Fond du Lac Cardinals are in Group A with some pretty good competition. I know Bayport's in there, Stevens Point in there too. Nina's a very good team. I know Kimberly is, of course, in the Fox Valley Classic. I think they're at a different group, though. What are you looking for from the Fox Valley Classic this year? And can you break down kind of the outlook for the Fondy Cardinals too?
Well, this is something a lot of people have discussed for a long time, right? What's a better conference, the FBA, the FRCC? We get to see those teams play in the playoffs every once in a while, but not often in the regular season, where both have had a closed conference schedule, a closed regular season schedule, essentially, for almost a decade or more. So it sets up some interesting matchups, and they kind of mix those teams together. And I like what they did. They put together two kind of stronger groups, and then two that, you know, are a little bit more competitive, balanced as well. So interested to see how it all plays out, but it does create some interesting matchups. Fond du Lac and Bayport, that's going to be a heck of a game later in the season. Fond du Lac had a ton coming back this year. They would have been, in a normal year, one of the favorites to get to Camp Randall and potentially challenge Muskego, who was a two-time defending state champion and dominated this year. I would have loved to have seen that game, but we don't get it. But we do get some pretty good games, including, again, that game against Fond du Lac. I mean, the Cardinals had a ton back. They had almost all starters back on offense. They had eight or nine starters back on defense, as you know, and felt like, you know, they would have been a team to beat. And it would have been fun to see them have a chance to prove that. They don't get to, but when you have kids like Kyle Walljasper at quarterback and obviously Braylon Allen on defense and just a really good group of seniors as well, a really strong group, a lot to like about the Fondy Cardinals. And I'm really interested to see Allen. I mean, he has been a workout warrior over this time period of the pandemic and since they stepped foot on the football field, 500-some days ago, the last time they played. He went from a, 210, 205-pound safety as a sophomore, and he's up over 240 now and expected to be a linebacker, certainly at the next level with Wisconsin, kind of grown out of that safety mold. But, man, he has done some impressive things. He's posted workouts on social media and whatnot that I've seen. And really excited to see kind of his progression, as he's one of the better players in the state, certainly, and has the potential to be one of the better defensive players coming out of the state in quite some time.
You pointed to that Fondy Bayport matchup that will probably decide the title, the championship, I guess you could say, for Group A. Kimberly's in Group B. Is there a best of the other three groups in the Fox Valley Classic that you can point out?
Well, that Group B with Kimberly and Pulaski, Ashwaubenon, Appleton North, also in there, very good as well. The other ones, Group C and Group D, again, not quite as strong. It's got some of the Green Bay schools, the Sheboygan schools, the Oshkosh schools. Not quite at the same level. It is going to be interesting to see. They're going to do essentially kind of an intra-conference little tournament, if you will, or playoffs at the end of the season. They're going to play this regular season, and then going to have some opportunities for crossover games at the end of the year. And more and more conferences have started to do that, and that'll be fun to watch. You know, if Fond du Lac does get matched up with Kimberly, for instance, later in the season on one of those, that'll be really fun to watch. So really looking forward to following this big 20-team grouping. A lot of nice mixture of schools in there, obviously. And we should get some really interesting matchups at the end of the year.
Let's turn our attention to the Flyweight Conference. They, of course, are playing kind of a different schedule with three different venues hosting the games at Ripon and Lamira and Keewaskum. Really kind of a genius idea, ensuring that the games will be played on those turf fields. You talk about the weather, that's one way to beat it there. But when you look at the Flyweight, St. Mary Springs, of course, coming off the state championship last time they took the field. But in speaking to Coach Highland, I know they've had some players that didn't go out. It's kind of a who knows kind of game for a lot of teams across the state. What are your thoughts on the Flyweight this year with Springs and some very very good teams like a Lamira and a WLA kind of waiting in the wings too?
Well, I tell you, I love what they did in the Flyweight this year. They really embraced that idea of flexibility and thinking outside the box, as did the FBA and the FRCC. They welcomed a few teams in that could help fill some schedules. So Ripon and Waupun are coming in as part of the league. And then, as you said, they're doing this very interesting and unique scheduling arrangement where essentially all games are going to be played at three fields, either Keewaskum, Ripon, or Lamira, that all have turf fields to ensure that you don't have field issues, you don't have some of the weather concerns. Now, AMRO did recently decide that they're going to try to play most of their games at their home field, and we could see that still. Teams kind of move those games around, but I love what they did to provide that scheduling flexibility and provide some certainty in a season that is full of uncertainty. But St. Mary Springs, certainly, even with some of the players that they might have lost, I mean, they have a ton of talent back and would be a favorite in that league. Billy Shrout really has blown up over the last 18 months as a recruit, a junior lineman that has basically his pick of the litter, what college he's going to go to. Him and David Muller and Isaac Highland, I mean, that's still a stacked team, even with some personnel losses. AMRO could, make some noise. Winnebago Lutheran is a solid team. Lamira, I don't necessarily see anyone sticking with Springs, but I love what they did there, and everybody's kind of embracing that mentality of finding ways, finding pathways to create some good opportunities for these kids.
Real quickly, Travis, I know Oakfield, you had the Oaks pretty high up on your eight-player rankings too.
Yeah, there's not many 18 eight-player teams playing. We're down to about a dozen, and many of the top teams, the Lux and Belmonts and Newman Catholics, played in the fall. But Oakfield's certainly one of the better teams coming back. They've got some talented kids coming back, and they're playing a little bit shorter schedule, too, an eight-player. They're not playing the full seven weeks, but of the teams playing in the spring, Oakfield is right up there as one of the best ones.
Travis, with Wiz Sports, what should people be looking for football content here in the spring?
Well, we're going to try to do a lot of the same things that we would do during the fall. You're going to see team and player of the week polls. You're going to see a coach's poll every Tuesday. We're going to have previews out every Wednesday and Thursday of the upcoming games, and I'll be at a lot of games, and I'll be at probably more games than normal with all these different arrangements. I mean, next week, there's games Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And if you really wanted to, especially with these double headers at some of these locations, you could get to 8 or 9 games in a weekend. So I'm looking forward to getting out and seeing some places and some teams that I haven't before and just celebrating the game of football and what's going on with these kids and try to make it a special season the best we can with the challenges and with the differences that we have. But, we're here, we're playing football, and we're excited about it.
Excellent, Travis. Thanks, as always, for the time. We'll catch up throughout the season.
Sounds good. Thanks, Spencer.